Jack and News. Trending now. Trending now.
The orange level warning remains in place for disruptive rain over Gauteng, the western Highveld in Mpumalanga, the western Bushveld in Limpopo, the eastern parts of the northwest and extreme northeastern parts of the Free State. There is also a yellow level 2 warning. That's for possible flash floods over the Lowveld, eastern Highveld in Mpumalanga, central northwest and the northern and eastern parts of the Free State. And it's not just the wet roads and the potholes to look out for this morning. Morning fog can also be expected over the escarpment. Pretoria up to 22, Joburg 21, Mbombela and Polokwane 25, Emalahleni 23, Rustenburg a high of 24 degrees.
So, Frikkie, what's happening? Isabel says there's been a collision on the N3 northbound at Van Buren Road. The left shoulder is affected there. And then Reino says there's a deep pothole after Jean Avenue towards the N1, middle lane on the driver's side. There are apparently already two cars standing on the side of the road changing tyres.
President Cyril Ramaphosa has given the country the assurance that Cabinet is continuing its deliberations on the budget. The President's office called for calm in the country after the annual budget speech that's delivered at the beginning of the new financial year was yesterday postponed for the first time in democratic South Africa's history. And Australia is monitoring the what they call unusual presence of 3 Chinese warships sailing off its eastern coast. Australia's Defence Ministry says the vehicles do not pose a threat and are engaging in accordance to international law. This is the latest in a string of tense encounters between China and Australia in the increasingly congested airspace and shipping lanes of the Asia-Pacific region. And with that, looking at our business news. Well, the rand remains weaker after it took a slide in reaction to the 11th-hour postponement of the budget speech yesterday afternoon. ShareNet reports that announcement triggered the sharpest sell-off in government bonds since December. Finance Minister Enoch Godongwana told the media yesterday that the Government of National Unity is further discussing and proposing a new budget to be tabled then next month.
Cabinet is united in the view that the budget must strike a balance between the interests of the public, economic growth and fiscal sustainability.
And Asian markets turned negative amid Federal Reserve concerns that US President Donald Trump's tariffs and immigration measures could reignite inflation. A dollar this morning at 18 Rand 53, a euro 19 Rand 31, a pound 23 Rand 31 cents, gold at $2,934.38 per fine ounce, oil $75.83 per barrel of Brent crude. I'm Khadra D'Souza, more news at 7.
Well, it is finally underway, the ICC Champions Trophy, and yesterday's opener saw New Zealand ride on brilliant hundreds from Tom Latham and Will Young to beat Pakistan by 60 runs. And that result leaves Pakistan in a difficult position in Group A. They face arch rivals India on Sunday and Bangladesh after. Australia, England, Afghanistan and South Africa form Group B, and the two top teams from each group will qualify for the semifinals. Today's match will see Bangladesh take on India in Dubai. That starts at 11 o'clock. 3 matches scheduled for the Betway Premiership yesterday. Only 2 were played. And that's because the game between Golden Arrows and Orlando Pirates was postponed due to a waterlogged pitch at Mpumalanga Stadium. The Buccaneers now have 3 games in hand on log leaders Sundowns, who play Maruma Gallants and Bloom tonight. In Mbombela, Sundowns... Seko Kune United ran out 4-2 winners against AmaZulu. Liverpool were held to a 2-all draw at Aston Villa as the Premier League leaders dropped points to give Arsenal hope in the title race. Liverpool now face big games at Man City and Newcastle, with the Gunners knowing they can close the gap to 5 points. And 4 results from the Champions League. Kylian Mbappe, the star for Real Madrid, he scored a hat-trick in a 3-1 victory over Man City that was in the second leg of the knockout playoff, sealing a 6-2 aggregate win. PSV Eindhoven also through to the last 16, beating Juventus 4-3 on aggregate. Also through, Borussia Dortmund and Paris Saint-Germain. I'm Colin Jinger, and that's a Jack of Sport.
Jack FM plays more. Baby.